Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
We're turning now to the question of the state and asking, is the state flouting the law by continuing to demand use of the public services card? Barry Lenehan is here with more on this. What's this about, Barry?
Yeah, remember last month, Mary, a slap on the wrist for the government for being too much like Big Brother. The Data Protection Commissioner, Helen Dixon, ruled the government's use of the public services card was unlawful and recommended it be scrapped. Ms Dixon said that requiring citizens to get the public services card to access state services other than welfare services was illegal. But the government currently fighting this, Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty appealing Ms Dixon's decision and said last week that the government would not be publishing Ms Dixon's report into the matter. However, state agencies and state departments were told that they had to stop storing people's data unlawfully and stop any use of the card by last week.
It appears, though, Barry, some state services outside of welfare are still requiring people to use a public services card, and this is in spite of what the Data Protection Commissioner said and in those findings.
Yes, a story by Keenan Brennan in the Irish Examiner today highlights the case of a man who says he won't get a public services card, and so the passport office is declining to renew his travel documents. Of course, it is a requirement to get a public services card for first-time passport applications, but Declan Kenny, a firefighter from Leixlip, County Kildare, his Irish passport lapsed in 2012. Now, he has a UK passport, but he told me how much he wanted an Irish passport, given how his grandfather was at the GPO during the 1916 rising and how important it would be for him. So back in February, he went to the passport office looking to get his passport renewed. However, remember, he didn't have that public services card, so here's what happened.
I went to renew it in the normal fashion. I used the online service. I posted in my passport that had obviously been out of date. I sent in a copy of my driving license and other documentation. So I had a plethora of information to send in. I waited for a few weeks. Then I got a letter back from the passport office just to inform me that whilst all the things I'd sent in were fine, the only piece missing was the public services card, which I didn't have.
What did you think of that stage?
I was a bit surprised. I was very disappointed. Now, at that stage, when I made it clear to the lady I was dealing with in the passport office that I wasn't willing to get a public services card, she did agree with having consulted with her supervisor that if I wrote a letter to the passport office explaining that I was not willing to get a public services card, that would be acceptable as far as they're concerned. So I just assumed that I would then get my passport, but that's not what's happened in the meantime.
What has happened in the meantime?
I got a letter back to say that actually they wanted further information. It was from a different person in the passport office that I hadn't satisfied the minister. So there was various, Section 71B of the Act states that before issuing a passport, etc., etc. So they wanted more information. Now, I did send back some more information. I made my case. Essentially, I was appealing their decision, and another period of time elapsed, and then I eventually got a letter back to say that they'd reviewed all my information, but they were now refusing to give me the passport, and they were sending all my information back, and they were going to refund the money. I said, would you perhaps hang on to my money and perhaps reconsider your decision in light of what's happening? But as of today, I have no Irish passport. I'd really like one, but I haven't got one. Like I say, I don't feel I need to get a public services card. The public services card, as we know, was really it's brought in by the Department of Social Welfare, and that's fine as far as it goes. But don't try and spread that across all the departments and insist that lots of different people get one when they don't need one. And that's kind of where I'm at now.
You're still without an up-to-date Irish passport after several months because of your unwillingness to get the public services card, even though the state has been told that processing data using the public services card for services such as passport applications is unlawful.
It sounds a bit Kafkaesque, in fairness, and I do know that the state has said that they're going to appeal that decision from the Data Protection Commissioner, and I, like a lot of people, will be watching that space with interest. I've lived in Ireland for about 50 years. I consider myself Irish. I've always held an Irish passport. I've always travelled on my Irish passport, and I would really like the state to give me an Irish passport, and I hope I don't have to jump through too many more hoops to get one. I just think these issues, there are some issues like this where every now and again citizens have to just stand up and say, no, enough's enough here. This isn't what what the government is supposed to be doing. Let's just, you know, let's have the proper debate in the proper way. And I'm happy to join that debate. But for now, there doesn't seem to be a legal standing to refuse me the passport. But in fairness, I'm not confident because in light of the recent decision by the minister, I suspect I'm going to be just kicked around the bowels of the passport office for months to come. So I don't see my passport arriving anytime soon, to be honest.
So that's Declan Kenny there. Now, the passport office won't renew his passport, Barry, because he has no public services card. Have we any reaction to what happened to him?
Those critical of the government on this issue are keen to highlight the inconsistencies, not just across government departments in relation to the ongoing use of this card, but the inconsistencies within state agencies themselves, because in late July, another man who had been refused his passport application, like Declan Kenny, because of an unwillingness to get a public services card, eventually had it approved after engaging a solicitor to write to the passport office on his behalf. That, again, according to the Irish Examiner. And this is another thing which Liam Herrick, Executive Director with the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, is most unhappy about.
I mean, certainly even before the Data Protection Commissioner's report, we conducted a survey of government agencies and found huge inconsistencies and contradictions between what different agencies were doing and sometimes even within the same agency. That is not surprising given the lack of guidance from government on this. Now it would appear that agencies are on notice that they may be behaving illegally and yet they are still behaving in an inconsistent fashion. And now we must bear in mind now that individual government departments and government agencies may be exposing themselves to legal risk by behaving in this way. The Passport Office is certainly a very important agency for everybody who is entitled legally to access a passport. So I think it is incumbent upon the Minister for Foreign Affairs to clarify which this agency is doing under his responsibility.
But are these agencies simply not following the direction of the Minister, Regina Doherty?
Well, I think as with so much in this whole debacle, it's very unclear what directions, if any, have gone from either the Minister for Social Protection or the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform to other government agencies. The government, of course, has refused to publish the Data Protection Commissioner's report. It has refused to publish its own legal advice. And we don't know what communication now is going to different agencies. The Department of Foreign Affairs, in this particular instance, is not answering direct questions about what its policy is. We know, though, that they are behaving illegally if they require the public service card following the Data Protection Commissioner's findings. So I think it is incumbent now upon the Minister for Foreign Affairs to clarify his position on this issue. We have no reason for thinking that the Data Protection Commissioner, after a two-year investigation, would not make well-founded findings. And I think that there's nothing we've seen that suggests that that is not the case. But the reputational damage for Ireland about challenging the independence of our Data Protection Commissioner goes way beyond the public service card. And I think that wider political consequence of the approach taken by the Department of Social Protection here needs to be properly considered.
That's Liam Herrick, Executive Director of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. And just as he was calling for more transparency from the Social Protection Minister, Regina Doherty, I've just been handed up-to-date comments from the Minister published in the journal.ie in the last few minutes. Minister Doherty, speaking to its political correspondent Christina Finn, says she plans to publish the Data Protection Commission's report on the public services card issue within the next week or so. She says she'll not just publish the report, but also the government's response to the report and other matters as well, and perhaps continuing the showdown between her department and the Data Protection Commission. She says that they will continue to use data collected from the card until the appeal process is complete. So perhaps a showdown with the Data Protection Commissioner for Minister Regina Doherty, but also expect a showdown with Fianna Fáil spokesperson for Social Protection, Willie O'Dea.
Frankly, I'm appalled by it. I mean, a month has now elapsed since the Data Commissioner instructed the government to cease this practice. In other words, to cease insisting on people using the public service card for matters other than social protection.
The Doyle is back next week. Should we expect this to be raised in the chamber?
Yes, I've asked for time for the Social Protection Committee to discuss, to bring in the Minister to answer questions on this and have a thorough discussion on the matter. The report hasn't been published. We are basing our opinions and our strategy on, as it were, media leaks.
The co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shorthold, has said this issue calls into question Regina Doherty's competency to sit at the cabinet table and other ministers as well. Do you agree?
Well, look, you know, in relation to this matter, at least, and perhaps other matters as well, but just in relation to this matter, Regina Doherty seems to have reached rock bottom on this and is showing signs of starting to dig further. It's about time she rectified the situation and explained clearly where we are and what's happening and who is responsible for what, and publishes both the legal advice and the Data Commission report.
So without that, without that transparency or without any remedial actions next week, you feel perhaps that she's losing grip on her ministerial portfolio?
Well, yes, certainly in relation to a very, very important matter, which goes to the heart of people's right to privacy, except for the public service card. I mean, this would indicate to me a minister not fully in charge of her department.
Fianna Fáil spokesperson for Social Protection, Willie O'Dea, ending Barry Lenehan's report.